3, 2, 1.
Good evening. I'm Thomas Yarchko, Interim Provost of Michigan State University. In the absence of Interim President Woodruff, who is traveling abroad, I will preside over this special meeting of the Board of Trustees, and I hereby call the meeting to order. Do we have an attendance roll call?
Daphne, are we going to do a roll call?
We are indeed. Sorry, I was on mute after all this time on Zoom. Trustee Byron.
Here.
Trustee Scott.
Here.
Trustee Vassa.
Here.
Trustee Pierce.
Here.
Trustee Deno. Here. Trustee Tebe.
Here.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
Here.
Interim Provost, a quorum is present.
Thank you. The first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The agenda is approved. I call on Trustee Kelly, Chair of the Committee on Audit, Risk, and Compliance.
Thank you. As Chair of the Committee on Audit, Risk, and Compliance, I have a couple of comments with regard to the Miller Chevrolet report. Michigan State University Office of Audit, Risk, and Compliance retained Miller Chevrolet on October 30th, 2023 to conduct an independent investigation into allegations raised by MSU Board of Trustees member Brianna Scott. During the investigation, the OARC received additional allegations of misconduct and expanded the scope of the investigation to include those allegations. Miller Chevrolet's investigation focused on determining whether the various allegations were factually supported, and if so, whether the underlying conduct breached the Board of Trustees' bylaws, policies, or code of ethics and conduct. Now that the investigation has concluded and the report has been published, the Board of Trustees wishes to address the recommendations made therein. At this point, I will read the first resolution. As chairperson of the Trustee Committee on Audit, Risk, and Compliance, I move that the Board of Trustees adopts the resolution contained in Exhibit A titled Board Governance and Professional Development. The resolution reads as follows. Whereas Michigan State University Office of Audit, Risk, and Compliance retained the Miller Chevrolet Law Firm to conduct an independent investigation into allegations related to the Board of Trustees and violations of the Board of Conduct and Ethics and Conduct, bylaws, and conflict of interest. Whereas on behalf of OARC, Miller Chevrolet has completed the investigation and issued a report, which includes findings and recommendations for corrective action. Whereas the Board of Trustees retains a constitutional and fiduciary responsibility to Michigan State University, and as such has reviewed the findings of the report with those core responsibilities in mind. Therefore, be it resolved that the board will work with the administration and independent external experts on a continued enhancement of trustee onboarding, professional development, continuing education, and any development or revision to policies and procedures in support of the Board of Trustees governance commitments adopted on December 15, 2023.
Support.
Is there support? Thank you. Discussion?
I have discussion.
Trustee Vassar?
This is the first motion, the first vote.
Yes, okay. Resolution.
I'll hold my discussion.
No further discussion? Thank you. Stefan?
Thank you. We'll do a roll call vote. Trustee Byron?
Yes.
Trustee Deno? Trustee Deno?
Sorry. Yes.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson?
Yes.
Trustee Kelly?
Yes.
Trustee Pierce?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Tebe?
Yes.
Trustee Vassa?
Abstain.
The vote is 7 in favor with 1 abstention. The motion passes.
Thank you. Trustee Kelly?
Thank you. Resolution number 2. As chairperson of the Trustee Committee on Audit, Risk, and Compliance, I move that the Board of Trustees adopts the resolution contained in Attachment B, titled Corrective Actions, Trustee Rima Vassar. The resolution reads as follows. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Michigan State University hereby approves the following actions. I believe it's the acceptance of Trustee Rima Vassar as board chair and removal as liaison to the MSU and Henry Ford Health Steering Committee, and to suspend all other current and future appointments of this board's term ending December 31st, 2024. Refer Trustee Rima Vassar to the governor for review and consideration pursuant to MCL 168-293. Censure of Trustee Vassar for violations outlined in the Miller Chevalier report. Suspend Trustee Rima Vassar from participating in all board-related activities for this board's term ending December 31st, 2024, excluding activities and duties assigned in her capacity as an elected official. Be it further resolved that upon passage of this resolution, the Board of Trustees implements the chair's succession process as articulated in Article 4 of its bylaws and does hereby select Dan Kelly as board chair and Kelly T. Bay as board vice chair to take immediate effect with the term ending December 31st, 2024.
Is there support?
Support.
Is there discussion?
I have discussion.
Please, Trustee Vassar.
Thank you. I did hope that my resignation would calm the temperature of the board, and I'm still hopeful of that, even though I believe that these actions are punitive and over the top. I'm proud of my service on this board, of the work that this board has done, and I've been honored to serve as chair. While I concede that I could make different decisions in the past, in some cases over this past year, I've made the wrong decision, the wrong choice. I maintain that I disagree with some of the findings and recommendations in the Miller Chevalier report. I provided 15 hours of interviews for this investigation. Many of the exchanges referenced in the report I was present for, and I can tell you that this report is incomplete. It omits some very important information and key voices that could have provided a fuller and different picture of the circumstances and intentions of the people involved. As an African-American woman, I am always aware that who I am, who I am proud to be, impacts how other people see me and consider my work. Of course, that African-Americans, other people of color, and women are oftentimes held to a much higher standard or diminished and dismissed as irrelevant is a national and international issue. While, as I've stated, I could have made some different decisions, I certainly hope that who I am did not influence anyone involved in this investigation and report. This investigation acknowledges what we all know, that this board has suffered from dysfunction for some time, certainly preceding my tenure. Accordingly, I strongly agree with the report's recommendations for improvement of the board's processes and clarification of the guidelines for trustees. Specifically, most of the report's recommendations focused on steps we should take to improve board practices, including developing compliance guidelines for trustees and developing and implementing a set of board-level procedures that describe with sufficient detail how the board and each trustee are to engage with the administration and the university. Those are direct quotes from the report. Without clear, bright lines, we are subjected to bias that holds some accountable to ambiguous policies, unduly punishes trustees for inconsistent bylaws, and excoriates some for uncommunicated expectations. Here we are. In my view, Not enough attention has been paid to the fact that this board has done hard, transformative work that is not easy. I am grateful to my colleagues on the board for being part of what we accomplish. We democratized the board with real committee work, received hours of professional development around governance. We engaged in transparency by releasing reports, lots of reports, and at long last, the NASA documents. We broke ground on a world-class wellness and recreational center. Together, we got through a difficult time on our campus, and we are still healing. With the leadership of Trustee Deno, we worked hard to coalesce our Spartan community, and we hired a quality leader to serve as president. With the hard work of Laura Ruggles' team, we are changing OIE and responding to incidents of racial violence in new and necessary ways. We have a laser-like focus on the achievement of Black students with the new Black Student Success Initiative. I'm especially grateful for the advocacy work of BSA, NAACP, BFSAA, and MSUBA. You are peerless in your love for us, by us, and you bring me joy. From day one on the board, I've been unapologetic in my allyship to survivors and students. The fact is they are no longer unseen and unheard. That's progress. It didn't come easy. We all have the scars to prove it. The board has some tough business to take care of before our fantastic new president starts tomorrow. And we've done it. With all that hard work, it's an appropriate time for me to return to my role as trustee and continue focusing on the transformative power of higher education and lifting up the voices and brilliance of our students and faculty at Michigan State University. I look forward to working with all of you to enact positive change. In the interest of moving forward for the benefit of the university, it's time for another trustee to take on the chair role. I will never apologize for being an ally to the survivor community and to students who have repeatedly told us that their voices are not heard. I will continue to be a staunch supporter for marginalized faculty, staff, and administrators, elevating and sharing transformative power with the most vulnerable in our community. No title facilitates that work. My passion drives it. I also understand that the board believes that I, along with Trustee Deno and Trustee Scott, should be censured based on the findings of the Miller-Chevalier report. I'm gratified that Miller-Chevalier's investigation concluded that the most serious allegations against me were groundless and that there was no finding of personal benefit, undue influence, or harm to the university. Again, while I am fully human and I make mistakes, I lead with integrity, transparency, and with transformative change at the center of my decisions. The Miller-Chevalier report does not change that immutable fact. You invited me to the dance, and you told me you hate my outfit, my music, and my style. You told me to shut up, smile, and feel lucky you got invited at all. Never dare to suggest we don't really want change. That's a quote from a colleague at Eastern Michigan University, Teresa Green. Well, change is necessary at MSU, and the diversity of talent and perspectives is the board's greatest strength. We should not all approach our work in the same ways, and our differences should not be impeded or punished. We should come in the outfits that we have, dance the music that we love in our own style. 2.4 million Michiganders voted and elected me to use my experience and expertise as an educator to fight for and elevate the voices of Michigan State University's most vulnerable and marginalized students. To be clear, none of this will diminish my commitment to engage with students, especially underrepresented students who believe their legitimate concerns, including fears for their own personal safety, have been ignored. While such public engagement can become charged and uncomfortable for those that are in authority, it is essential that the university and this board provide a forum for students to be heard. They are, after all, our most important constituency. Despite my good intentions, I have had many missteps, as we all do. I'm committed to doing what's necessary to improve my performance, and I know we all want to do better as a board in the future. It's essential that we do so for the benefit of MSU. Our welcome of a new university president is the perfect opportunity for us to rededicate ourselves to that goal. I am rooting for Chair Kelly and Vice Chair Tebe as they lead the board with a productive, mutually respectful, and collegial relationship with President Gutskowitz. So now, as President Gutskowitz begins his tenure, this is a good time to let someone else take the gavel so we can focus and refocus on bringing closure to the mistakes of the past and work together for transformation and moving forward. Let's show we're up to meeting those challenges, our students, faculty, and Spartan community deserve no less. It is in that spirit, with spring around the corner, that I pledge to do everything I can to support my wonderful colleague, Trustee Tebay, to succeed as the next Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees at MSU, and my trusted colleague, Dan Kelly, to serve as Chair. I am rooting for both of you and for President Gutskowitz and our beloved institution. Our best days are ahead. Go green.
Okay.
Thank you. I feel compelled to make a comment with regard to Trustee Vassar that a lot of what she said, I agree with. It's only a title, and I do hope that she stays engaged. She is very valuable to this board, and I know that I personally appreciate her input. So I'm happy she's committed to doing that.
Any further discussion? Thank you. Stefan?
Trustees, we'll have a roll call vote on the resolution. Trustee Byram?
Yes.
Trustee Deno?
No.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson?
Yes.
Trustee Kelly?
Yes.
Trustee Pierce?
Yes, and thank you, Dr. Rima, for those comments.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Tebay?
Yes, and ditto to Sandy. Thank you, Rima.
Trustee Vassar?
No.
The vote is 6-2. The resolution is approved.
Trustee Kelly?
Thank you. We will move on to resolution number 3. As chairperson of the Trustee Committee on Audit, Risk, and Compliance, I move that the Board of Trustees adopts resolution contained in Exhibit C, titled Corrective Action, Trustee Dennis Deno. The resolution reads as follows. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Michigan State University hereby approves the following actions. Removal of Trustee Dennis Deno as Chair of Academic Affairs and suspension of all current and future appointments for this board's term ending December 31st, 2024. Refer Trustee Dennis Deno to the governor for review and consideration pursuant to MCL 168.293. Censure of Trustee Deno for violations outlined in the Miller Chevalier report. Suspend Trustee Deno from participating in all board-related activities for this board's term ending December 31st, 2024, excluding activities and duties assigned in his capacity as an elected official.
Is there support?
Support.
Is there discussion?
Unless Dennis has a comment, I'm going to make the same comment with regard to Trustee Deno as I made for Trustee Vassar. He has been he has done a lot of work for this board over the last slightly over 14 months. I appreciate his input and hard work to this board. I hope he remains committed to this board. I think this action is reasonable, and I hope Dennis stays engaged with the board.
Any further comment?
I just want to appreciate Trustee Deno for your hard work on the presidential search, your hard work on the Academic Affairs Committee, and for your hard work with students and with the greater Spartan community. I appreciate your leadership, and I am so sorry that we are here in this moment. Thank you so much for being a class act.
Thank you. I stick by my public statement, and my public statement is my statement that I'm giving. So thank you.
Any further comment? Secretary Fletcher?
Roll call vote. Trustee Byram?
Yes.
Trustee Deno? Trustee Deno, that was no, correct?
No. Yeah.
Trustee Kanacki Jefferson?
Yes.
Trustee Kelly?
Yes.
Trustee Pierce?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Tebe?
Yes.
Trustee Vassa?
No.
Interim Provost, the vote is 6-2. The motion is approved.
Thank you. Trustee Kelly?
Thank you. Resolution number 4. As chairperson of the Trustee Committee on Audit, Risk, and Compliance, I move that the Board of Trustees adopts the resolution contained in Attachment D, titled Corrective Action, Trustee Brianna Scott. The resolution reads as follows. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Michigan State University hereby approves the following action: censure of Trustee Brianna Scott for violations outlined in the Miller Chevalier report. Trustee Scott has voluntarily accepted the censure.
Is there support?
Support.
Is there discussion?
I would only say that Brianna, thank you for voluntarily stepping forward and accepting the censure. I know that you came forward. It was a very courageous act to put your accusations on paper in a letter, and the findings have resulted in the action today. And I know that that was at a lot of a personal cost to you. And I want to let you know that I appreciate that.
Any further discussion?
Thank you. I just would say that this has been pretty difficult, and I have basically stood alone on this board, and it's really unfortunate that it had to get to this place. I don't know what type of precedent we're setting where someone who does step forward to showcase dysfunction and some improprieties has to be censured. It's hurtful to me that my legacy will be that I was censured as a trustee for doing what I felt had to be done under the circumstances. I do wish to thank those that have been supportive outside of the board, and I commend the courageousness of all of those that came forward during the investigation. I recognize when I wrote the letter that I was doing something that potentially would put me in this place that I am today, but I do not regret it. I believe ultimately what needed to be disclosed has been, and the university is in a better place and will continue to improve because of this investigation and what we've learned and the corrective actions that we're taking.
Any further discussion? I shall call the vote then. You're on mute.
Twice in one night, Stella. Trustee Byram.
Yes.
Trustee Deno.
Sorry, yes.
Trustee Kanacki Jefferson.
Yes.
Trustee Kelly.
Yes.
Trustee Pierce.
Yes.
Trustee Scott.
Yes.
Trustee Tebe.
Yes.
Trustee Vassa.
No.
The vote is 7-1. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Interim Provost, I have one clarification. I think it's clear to me, but in the resolution involving Trustee Rima Vassar, it was the acceptance of the resignation of the chair of the board. It got mumbled. And
I think we all understood.
Okay, I thought so too, but Stefan wanted me to clarify it, by the way. So I don't think it's necessary, but that's what the resolution stated.
Thank you for that clarification. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there support?
Or?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.
Good night.